As Northwest states debate whether to raise the minimum wage as high as $15 per hour, some adults with developmental disabilities continue to be paid as little as 25 cents an hour, and they're getting paid with taxpayer dollars. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports on an effort by some Oregon lawmakers to change that.
It's a Wednesday morning at the City of McMinnville Water Reclamation Facility. The sprawling campus is tucked away in a suburban industrial park. Two vans pull up, marked All Seasons Grounds Care. Soon, the air is filled with the sound of yard maintenance. And soon after that, some of the curious workers come over to say hi to the reporter.
My name's Deborah Wood. Nice to meet you.
Like her colleagues, Wood has intellectual disabilities. And like all of the All Seasons employees I spoke with, she loves her job.
We mow and blow and pull weeds and rake leaves and do litter control. And I pick up the pruning and they use a weed eater.
And like many of the others on the grounds crew, Wood gets paid less than minimum wage. All Seasons Grounds Care is run by Salem-based Shangri-La Corporation. It's a nonprofit that helps people with disabilities develop job skills and find housing. Shangri-La's Employment Services Director, Terry Marsh, says the goal is for grounds crew employees to gain enough work experience that they can go on to another job with better pay.
It happens fairly frequently.
But while they're at Shangri-La, many of them work for less than $6 an hour. That's well below the Oregon minimum wage of $9.25. That's allowed by an exception to both federal and state minimum wage law. Marsh says it allows lower pay for disabled workers who can't perform at 100% productivity levels as judged by industry standards.
For our crew here, the average productivity, I think, is around 40-45%. So we have some people who make minimum wage, and we have some people who make less.
Shangri-La's contract with the City of McMinnville comes under a state program designed to steer certain government-paid work towards people with disabilities. It's not a large program. There are about 500 workers statewide who are paid sub-minimum wage through contracts from state and local agencies. Some make safety vests for ODOT, others shred paper or sort mail. But Democratic State Senator Sarah Gelser thinks nobody should be paid under the minimum wage, especially when taxpayers are footing the bill.
We're having a conversation about raising the minimum wage and talking about how fair wages are important to everyone. People with disabilities are Oregonians too, and we absolutely can't leave them behind.
Gelser's bill would require nonprofits that use disabled workers under government contracts to pay those workers at least minimum wage. But Gelser realizes that places like Shangri-La might not be able to foot the bill. So her measure would require the government agencies that pay for the contracts to also pay the higher wage.
So it really is the legislature or the public body that is taking on that increased cost. We're not asking the nonprofits to go out and raise a bunch of extra money.
She says there's no reason why any disabled worker would lose their job as a result of the measure. But Terry Marsh of Shangri-La isn't convinced.
While I believe that our public agencies believe in employment for all people, everybody's fighting for money right now.
And Marsh says it's ultimately a trade-off. The lower wage allows Shangri-La to take on more workers. There's about 24 on the job here in McMinnville. But the low wage also means less money in the pockets of people like David Kent. He's been working for All Seasons Grounds Care for almost 8 years, and he watches his money carefully.
To save up for me and my spouse to do something together.
He wants to take his wife on vacation.
Probably to coach for a day or something.
But it could be a few years before Kent sees a bigger paycheck, even if the measure does pass. That's because existing contracts would be grandfathered in under the current law. I'm Chris Lehman in McMinnville, Oregon.